The session, le lisible dans l'illisible, the readable in the unreadable. A conversation between Gavin Turk and Françoise Stark Mornington. Good morning, Gavin
morning.
Turk.
Good morning.
Your first monograph, Lunch, entitled The Years, is coinciding with the exhibition which is taking place at Ben Brown Fine Arts in London, UK. It runs from April 26 till June 14, 2013. This major solo exhibition features a number of works that have never been shown before in the UK. And this is the first major book on your work, which showcases your sculpture, paintings, prints, and installations. In other words, this impressive volume entitled The Years includes your works since the early 1990s. You pioneered over two decades a new British trompe-l'œil. Can you tell the listeners of Radio A about new British trompe-l'œil? Are you trying to shed light on the use of symbols in our society? Can you tell us more about the use of symbols in your work?
Several different questions there to answer. I think firstly, just for clarity, that
yes,
the book itself is actually just called Gavin Turk.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the exhibition is The Years.
Okay.
And in a way, the exhibition is almost just like a backdrop for the book. So I think the book is like the main excuse,
mm-hmm,
for the exhibition. And then following on from that, in terms of trompe l'œil, for me, it's a very sort of simple or straightforward process of trying to assert the fact that what you see is not what you think it is.
Yes.
Like that what you think when you look upon the work is that that this is a bag of rubbish, or that this is a used teacup, or that this is an apple core, or an empty box of matches,
yes,
broken box of matches.
Yes.
But actually, these are all made objects. These are all objects that have been cast in bronze and then painted to look like their former selves. So immediately, the object, in a way, is a kind of a fake object. Immediately, the object questions its what it was.
Yes.
So already the process of looking, or the process of being an audience, is already to start to somehow not be able to accept just what you're looking at, that it always has to be more than what you're looking at. It's kind of it's about unpicking the process of looking, and it's for me, art is this sort of continual dialogue and questioning of the pictures of art, and in a way it's part of a play, or a kind of a game with what we look at, or what we see, or how we think about it.
Yes.
That makes me want to do this sort of trompe l'œil thing.
Yes.
How it relates to this kind of cultural question of Britishness.
Yes.
I think that probably the Britishness, or the sort of like the more cultural aspects, come out, are born out of more the objects that I choose to edit and put into my work.
Mm.
So I think that I'll often use I'll use cultural cliches within my work, so that I'm aware of this idea of the souvenir, this idea of like fish and chips, or cups of tea, or the Queen's Guard, or just things that are sort of cultural, full of cultural baggage, something that a tourist might want to remember in terms of like our kind of cultural history. And again, I think that's probably being used in a similar way to the trompe l'œil thing.
Yes.
It's like saying, actually, this is a cultural cliche, but within that cliche, we can't just stop at the surface of that cliche. We need to go further. We need,
yes,
to look more. We need to look at, you know, what this sort of colonial elements of it, and
okay,
and how that somehow this sort of what looks on the surface like a simple reproduction, it in a way is a start to try and kind of question or interpret or to analyze what culture is.
Being an artist nowadays means what for you? Do you agree with the following idea? The artist is a bestower of meaning, a sentinel with a sentry's eye to the future, serving as both a visionary and an eyewitness. Does it mean that artists in 21st century draw on historical art icons to play with ideas such as tension between denomination and object? Your sculpture, Until Burnout, seems to refer to the idea of sleeping rough. Can you tell us more about the relationship between the sculpture and its title? There are too many questions in one.
Again, you're giving me lots of questions to answer at the same time.
Yes.
Again, if I start with the first answer, obviously, I think that there's lots of different forms of artist, and there's lots of different forms of art, and in a lot of ways, like being a fine artist in the most sort of, I think it's quite traditional sense, showing in galleries and generally making things that on the whole don't even plug into the electricity, that are not involved in on the grid. That probably means that there is a kind of a limit to how much, there's a limit to the means within which I can use the work to communicate about the future or to even to kind of create a point which we can remember now, in the future, like how we can remember the point of now. And then sort of going forwards in your thinking about like the objects that I'm making and how they might have something to do with an idea of like the future and past. An object like this Burnt Out, which is a series of bricks that go round in a circle, almost like a well. And then inside those bricks, there's a burnt out fire. Which is actually all cast in bronze and then painted to look like bricks and a burnt out fire, and you can still see the residue in the wood, of bits of architrave, bits of wooden moulding. So there's a sort of sense that somehow some sort of cultural history has kind of been burnt, that the wood has these curves on it which seem to suggest that it comes from a frame or some sort of decorative feature in an interior space. The bricks, I suppose, refer to the fact that the fire possibly was made in an urban environment. It wasn't something that was made just in the countryside. It's not really a kind of a picnic fire as such. It's more of a fire that was created to keep someone who lives outside warm. It's more about drinking beer in a kind of car park. or kind of possibly in the ruins of the museum. There is a sort of sense that lots of energy and lots of kind of cultural information have all kind of been absorbed and sort of burnt into this hole in the ground.